friend. It's tradition that makes it okay. Hey everyone, it's Weasel Stomping.
We'll have some fun on Weasel Stomping.
Put down your gun, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day.
Weasel Stomping Day.
You're welcome, kids. All right, it's that time, just past 5 o'clock, and we are going to do our Baumhauer's Big Shot Drawing. How many names qualified?
38.
Okay, now we have more than that many chips in the thing, right. So I may pull out one that's higher than that. It's pretty good, though, because we really had 2.5 days to...
Right.
Well, 42.
Nah, we don't have that...
But, you know, that's Mariano Rivera's number. He's going to be elected to the Hall of Fame later this month, you know.
Yeah, he could really bring some heat.
45.
All right, then.
Okay.
Come on, get in with your magic touch. Get in that basket.
7.
7. Keith!
Keith! You have won the party tray of wings from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We need you to call us at 272-9228, so we can set that up for you. And please, the sooner the better. Does he have a last initial on it?
No, but he must have the correct birthday when he calls in.
Now, that's true.
Give us a call, Keith.
272-9228, because we got to put this together quickly, especially if you want to redeem that in time to enjoy it for the national championship game. Thanks to everybody who at least took the chance of trying to win. Of course, Baumhauer's.com is a place to go for excellent catering. I mean, the best, if you're going to have a big party for the game Monday night, it's on a work night. So do you really have time to fuss around in the kitchen and make things and all that? Or would you rather just stop by Baumhauer's and pick up trays of great food to feed your group? They've got it all. And their catering prices, I think, are very modest, considering the excellence you can depend on from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Again, go to Baumhauer's.com to... take a look at that catering menu for Monday's game. Bob, by the way, wanted me to remind you, too, that they are looking to add to their team. So for those of you maybe looking for a part-time gig, Baumhauer's is a great company to work for. Their training is excellent. And if you're going to be a server, you'll want to be a server in a place that has people in it eating meals so that you'll be able to collect some nice tips and make some good extra money. And you can get the application for a job at Baumhauer's at the same website, Baumhauer's.com. Become part of the team. It's 5:04, down to the traffic dungeon.
Well, here we go. It's accident time. Montgomery Skywatch showing a couple accidents. 2800 Old Selma Highway. We have an accident there. Also an accident at Taylor and Vaughn. You be careful out there because Ann Street around 85 and Walmart's really increasing. Perry Hill is as well. Interstate traffic still moving well, but you're going to have a lot of company out there. Same story on the boulevard. It's busy. Things are about to break loose. You be safe out there. Festival Plaza has a bright new fresh look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A California businessman has pleaded guilty to bribing an Alabama lawmaker. G. Ford Gilbert, the owner of Trina Health Clinics, pleaded guilty in federal court in Montgomery. Prosecutors say Gilbert was trying to use legislative influence to pressure Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama to cover a treatment at its clinics called the artificial pancreas treatment. A U.S. Navy destroyer to be built in Mississippi will be named for a former U.S. senator from Alabama. Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer announced Friday he's naming a destroyer for Jeremiah Denton. A naval aviator from Mobile, Denton was shot down and imprisoned in Vietnam in 1965, famously blinking out torture in Morse code with his eyes during an interview. He served one term in the Senate as a Republican beginning in 1980. He died in 2014. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
Is that our winner?
Yes.
Keith, congratulations, man.
I was born.
Keith.
And I've won. Yes.
You're on the air.
All right.
Congratulations. Just wanted to...
Thank you.
Are you going to redeem this for the...
I am.
National championship game? All right.
I darn sure am. Monday afternoon.
Okay. We are going to need some specific... So you can present your driver's license, all that. Need some specific information. Joey will get that from you off the air. I just wanted to jump on and congratulate you. Way to go.
Thank you, man. And hey, welcome back. I'm glad you had a wonderful time with your deuce.
I did. It was the best Christmas possible, given the circumstances. Thank you. It really was. All right, so we have our Baumhauer's Big Shot winner again. For those of you who didn't win, keep trying. Keep trying. If you just, I'm never going to win. That's the first thing we hear whenever we give away a large prize and the winner calls up. I've never won anything before, but you can't unless you keep trying. So we thank everybody who tried to win but did not. Now, on All Request Friday, with all this great economic news, we're going to try and keep it light till 6, Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6. Terry Adams and his new show, Clearing the Air, 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 6 to 9, right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have Mr.
Adorable
here with the forecast, and then we'll have Dr. Sigmund Azebo and George Carlin back to back.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, a break in our weather, and this is going to lead to a very nice weekend. As we head towards tonight, look for a breezy, colder night. Overnight, low temperature 40 by morning. But tomorrow, sunshine will be in abundance. Finally, high temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 39. On Sunday, high temperature 66. More sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Then up to about 68 to 70 on Monday with a good bit of sunshine. Slight chance of a shower late Monday night into Tuesday. All in all, a good forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Party has privacy director and does not accept unidentified calls. At the tone, say your name or the company you represent.
Dr. Sidman Azebo.
Now trying to connect. Please hold.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you trying to call?
I called to ask you because I ordered a while back the jewelry.
What kind of jewelry?
I ordered the jewelry out of the catalog, the brochure that you sell the jewelry, and I still do not get my jewelry.
Did you pay for it?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I paid my money. I need my jewelry.
I don't know what jewelry you're talking about. Tell me your name.
My name is Dr. Sitman Azebo.
Slow down for me, too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I
apologize because I'm not hollered.
I try not to get upset, too, but I give us $87 of the money, and I do not see my jewelry, so you can understand.
Wait a minute, I have not understood you. What did you order?
Ma'am, please, if you could just give me respect, please, because the...
Wait a minute, didn't you curse me a few minutes ago?
No, ma'am, I did not curse you. I just said that I give her the fucking money. I did not curse you.
Wait a minute, what
you.
Did you... What is fucking if that's not a curse word?
I did not curse at you. I cursed at the money. I want my money. I do not even care about jewelry anymore. I do not care.
First of all, I don't know what jewelry you order.
I'm doctor. You will call me doctor.
I don't know you. I don't know what you're a doctor now.
I go to University of Nigeria. I went to University of Nigeria. And I get extra degrees in North Carolina. Are you educated, ma'am?
Are you educated?
I am very.
Well, you don't
very.
Sound educated.
I'm Dr. Sidman Azebo, ma'am.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about your jewelry money.
The American women, you lie so hard to keep that extra money to get hair done.
First of all, $90 ain't no money.
There is nothing. Then you give me my money. You give me the money. Where do you stay, ma'am? Because I have a
house. Where do you stay, too?
I have unlimited night and weekend minutes.
Well, see, I got a a cell phone and a house.
My weekends are unlimited, so I can call all of the American women.
Well, you can call all American women, but I don't appreciate you calling me.
Ma'am, I will not hit the lady. I will not hit the lady.
Well,
my wife will hit the lady. She will hit the lady.
Your wife will get hit back, too.
No, ma'am, you will not touch my wife.
Your wife won't touch nobody either.
Utaway is a beautiful woman, and you will not touch Utaway.
Well, she must not be that beautiful to be with somebody like you that don't know how to talk to people.
Don't you disrespect my wife.
Don't you disrespect me.
Well, you're from Nigeria. You respect
me. I don't care. Well, you better go back to Nigeria.
What do you do with your money, Deborah? Do you buy the drugs?
You bought drugs, and you sound like somebody on drugs now. I don't do drugs, and I don't need drugs.
You only have 10 minutes left on your minutes because you do not have unlimited minutes like me.
Y'all need to quit. I'm going to tell my mom on y'all.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? That's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
Figures I'd lose the most important page of the story. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's interesting because I'm not sure who puts this out, but it's a list of anachronistic or terms that don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And on the list is legally drunk. The guy who recommended the abolishment of this term is, quote, you're a little tipsy, that's all. That's legally drunk. People who are ticketed for drunk driving are actually illegally drunk, and we should say so.
Right.
So somebody finally caught up to him, to the great George Carlin. It's 5:16. This is Brian.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank y'all for the Baumhauer
Big Shot winner. Well, I wasn't the Big Shot, actually. I was the end of the year winner. I won the grand prize. And I got the black and white chicken.
Oh,
that was so good.
Yeah, that is good. That's where I discovered white barbecue sauce.
Yes. Oh, it was delicious. And the wings. And they had the super salad. That's the one with the fruits in it. Raisins and the blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
I have never tasted a salad that was so good.
You know, and everything on their menu is original. A lot of family recipes, Nana's chicken, all kinds of things that came right out of the Baumhauer's recipe card box.
I see why he has expanded so much. He's got a great little old place. That's the first time I've ever been there.
He's very involved. He's not a jock who threw his name on a restaurant and said, pay me a fee every month to keep it there. When he went into this after his football career, he jumped in with both feet. So he knows
and he keeps
stuff.
His hands involved.
Is he a true restaurateur?
Yeah, and it is a nice place. I was picked up for the Oklahoma-Alabama game last week.
It's going to be a nut house on Monday, that I can tell you for sure.
Oh, that's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a close one, but Bama's going to come out on top.
Well, that's what I would like to see happen, actually. By the way, I was going to mention this earlier. Whenever I'm in Florida, I don't listen to any of the talk radio there because there really isn't any on any station of size or substance, but there's a lot of sports talk stations. And they still hate Nick down there. They've never forgiven him for his brief tenure as coach of the Miami Dolphins. It's amazing. Well, it's been over 10 years, and they still treat him like he's Satan or something.
Well, they know he was a good coach. The only problem is once they get up into the NFL, they don't listen as good.
Well, no, the players are making more money than the coach, so if they feel so inclined, they can tell the coach to kind of screw
up. Exactly. And that's why Nick went to the college where he still had control, and people did what he said, and this is your result.
Yep.
Championship after championship.
Let's add one more. I think he will hang in there until he is past at least the bear. That's my prediction. Thanks for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. And the good words at 5:20. I believe a week from Monday is the biggest single day for divorce filings. In fact, we had somebody call for the number two Delk and Tomlinson just the other day off the air. We don't want to see divorce happen. It's painful. We're going through it in our family right now. But the important thing is to get past the emotions and make sure that your interests are being looked after, especially for men, because there are still prejudices in the court system against men in matters of divorce. And that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson specifically, I mean, that's their wheelhouse, representing men in matters of divorce, especially when there's issues of custody and so forth. But they will represent a woman, anybody that has the need for a great team going through a divorce. Delk and Tomlinson are there. Their number is 819-4810. 819-4810. If you're a News Talk listener, mention that when you call because you'll save some money on your consultation. Again, the number 819-4810, or if you'd like to learn more about them and why they've been such a big difference maker for so many people going through this life situation, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials because they're powerful. 5:21, back to the traffic dungeon.
Heading home on Friday afternoons, always an adventure. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the east side of town really busy, particularly 85 northbound Taylor Road, outbound Vaughn Road, and Atlanta Highway. I-65 both north and south really busy, especially around Prattville and Millbrook. The areas around Maxwell and Gunner are also really busy at this time. Did you get a puppy for Christmas? Keep them safe with indoor and outdoor systems from Invisible Fence. Training is everything, and Vicky is the best. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
Me and my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. She was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. We ain't talking about no toys, I give cash, white envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. We don't need to talk about that.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Here's a story about Marcus. He's working for the man. Works super long hours. Does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested. You know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'm gonna tell you some secret about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it. Mrs. Claus started a conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody
getting something. I'll request Friday News Talk 93.1 FM. Nobody's asked for Norm today. No Norm. It's rare that we have a normless Friday. 272-9228, and that catches us up on all the stuff that's been requested, unless you got something while I was outside looking at traffic.
No. Nobody's requested a thing.
Today is the 4th of January.
January 4th is Trivia Day. So how do you celebrate Trivia Day? By asking spontaneous trivia questions. Questions like, this holiday is always celebrated on January 4th. What is it? It's a tricky one. Go ahead, take your time to answer. Meanwhile, have a happy trivia day.
So, somebody sent me on this National Trivia Day a whole bunch of trivia. I don't like doing trivia for radio contests. I think that's, like, lame. That's somebody that's not trying very hard. But there are some things here that are kind of cool. I'm not trying to step into Jay Scott's territory with random facts. By 1984, the board game Trivial Pursuit, which I used to routinely win, made its way into the public conscience with over 20 million games sold. In Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries, it is tradition to eat 12 grapes during the countdown to midnight as a symbol of hope for the new year. Damn, you know what? I'm going to be in for it because I forgot to have my... What are those beans you're supposed to eat on... New Year's Eve, okay. Or is it Christmas Eve? I forget. We'll get it. I forgot to do it. I had other things in my mind. About 700 grapes are required to make one bottle of wine.
So after your comment about a normless Friday,
yes.
Two people called in, both of them, independent of one another, requested Old Harold Delaney.
What a swell idea. And I'll tell you what, we can wrap up the hour with him. That way you can...
Nice.
Yeah. And I can stay a few minutes early.
Okay.
Not that I'm in a big hurry or anything.
Well, and it looks like Mr. Spotlow can't make it to the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight.
There's
I put him in my Hall of Fame. The second person to make the Hall of Fame. Of course, behind 84 or some might know him, Southern Wood. Or is he's now trying to get a new nickname over, Greg. Steel Slats.
Steel Slats.
Yeah. In honor of the president.
The president.
The president said something brilliant today. I mean, he was describing to a reporter, you know, steel is more beautiful than concrete. It's almost impossible to see through a concrete wall.
And he says, the government, if it has to be shut down for 6 months, I'll do it. First of all, it's only 70% of the government that is shut down. And... Oh, somebody needs to stand their ground, because I'll tell you what.
Okay.
We don't need any more Americans dead, robbed, raped, hurt, or abused by people who do not belong in the country. Why are we the only civilized nation in the world that does not protect its borders? I don't understand that.
Jason S. wants to hear the man song.
All right, well, let me get Norm and Old Harold Delaney ready. And we'll play that about... 5:55, 22 shopping minutes from now. It was a bed and breakfast. There it is. And what was the other one?
Old Harold Delaney and the Man Song.
The Man Song.
Yes.
The Man Song will play coming out of this next break. We'll head down to the traffic dungeon in a moment. When you have a painting project, whether you hire a pro or you're a do-it-yourselfer, most important thing is to use a paint that's going to yield a good result. So paint is one thing you should never buy because it's on sale. Or look at this. Because generally, cheap paint gives you a cheap result. It takes several coats to cover. At John Lee Paint, you'll find Richard's paint there, which is scientifically formulated to leave that beautiful, rich finish. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, they'll also make sure, they'll ask you questions like, what kind of surface are you planning to paint? Here's the roller we recommend for that type of texture. All of those things count, brushes and so forth, and run down a checklist of everything you would need for a painting project so that once you start, you don't have to drop everything and go running back to the store. So John Lee Paint's an institution in this town, 35 years plus, and I always love what they say on the sign out in front. They always make you think as you're driving by, which I think is cool. So the next time you have a need for paint or painting products or good advice from a staff that lives and breathes this stuff, also home for the official color charts for Montgomery's Historic District, John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. The great William B. is on the line.
Hey. Yeah, I was listening, and I heard you say something about no Norm, and I've been feeling kind of, I don't know, just down in the dumps today for some reason. I don't know why. But then I thought, well, you know, maybe a story that was kind of tragic at the time might cheer me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, sure. We'll get that one on, too. That is one thing we're not afraid to do is play two Norms.
You can't have too much Norm.
You can't. In fact, I'll use it going into this traffic break here just for you.
All right, man. See
you. All right, William. Thank you. It is 5:35.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
You're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. And you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me second. No, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, if you're out driving, you can tell it's Friday afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting no current accidents, but we have a peak of rush hour going on. Traffic backed up on 85 southbound to 65 north, right on schedule. Southbound flow over the flyover ramp to 65 southbound's looking okay. Madison to Atlanta Highway doing okay right now. You will hit a lot of congestion as you get into the business area of the Atlanta Highway, and Taylor Road's just a mess this afternoon. The Toyotathon and big savings have been extended through Friday night at Reinhardt Toyota. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable inside the huge showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A U.S. Navy destroyer to be built in Mississippi will be named for a former U.S. senator from Alabama. Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer announced Friday he's naming a destroyer for Jeremiah Denton. A naval aviator from Mobile, Denton was shot down and imprisoned in Vietnam in 1965, famously blinking out torture in Morse code with his eyes during an interview. He served one term in the Senate as a Republican beginning in 1980. He died in 2014. A California businessman has pleaded guilty to bribing an Alabama lawmaker. G. Ford Gilbert, the owner of Trina Health Clinics, pleaded guilty in federal court in Montgomery. Prosecutors say Gilbert was trying to use legislative influence to pressure Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama to cover a treatment at his clinics called the artificial pancreas treatment. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, a break in our weather, and this is going to lead to a very nice weekend. As we head towards tonight, look for a breezy, colder night. Overnight, low temperature 40 by morning. But tomorrow, sunshine will be in abundance. Finally, high temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 39. On Sunday, high temperature 66. More sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Then up to about 68 to 70 on Monday with a good bit of sunshine. Slight chance of a shower late Monday night into Tuesday. All in all, a good forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
As
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house. He's the man. What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
Thanks. It's Happy Hour. Greg Udell, Joey Clark, Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6, clearing the air with Terry Adams. 7:30 to 9 tonight. There is one story today.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Because especially the radical left realizes the only way they're ever going to win an election, I mean forever and ever and ever, is to get rid of the Electoral College. Otherwise, every other state outside of California and New York would basically be living under the tyranny of their voters. And in California, you don't even have to be a citizen to vote. They don't care. They don't enforce the law. They don't do nothing. But that's part of the Constitution, isn't it? That's not a law that was passed. That is part of the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it would have to be, I think, a constitutional amendment.
And I cannot see three-quarters of the states going along with that.
By the way, did you see another amendment proposed today by Ted Cruz? And I can't remember the other guy, but it's co-sponsored by several Republicans. I hope a few Democrats. Is term limits.
Yeah.
Now, I doubt that'll get through, but to see it actually put out there, not bad.
Yeah. Now, that, I think, would get ratified by three-quarters of the states. It's got to happen. There's too many people that are just entrenched forever. And I don't think that's what the Founding Fathers had in mind. In fact, it's like, I remember what Barron said when we were going through that whole obscene drama over Justice Kavanaugh. It never used to be a big deal. Supreme Court needed a judge. Name would come up. Congress would debate. Yes, and it didn't really start becoming a big deal until Clarence Thomas. In 91. Because, well, you're not really black because you're conservative. That's kind of what the message was to him. So, I'd love to see term limits. I think that would solve a lot of problems. And I think it would also weed out the career politicians. And too many people that, you know, he was forced out because of sexual misconduct last year. The guy from Michigan, was it? Isn't it like 45 years?
No.
It's also amazing that so many people who take the job of being a congressperson that pays $175 or whatever
it is, about,
end up with millions of dollars in the bank at the end of their careers. How does that happen? So let's hope that we don't lose our minds and lose the Electoral College. Otherwise, we all may as well move to California, pay the higher taxes, and get used to it, because that's what would be coming. An occasional cortex. Her Green Deal. 70%.
That is bat crap crazy.
She is.
Yes.
And she's not sexy either.
Oh, well, I beg to differ there.
You're not allowed.
You don't think I could convince her with forceful rhetoric? See the error of her ways.
No. Why would you want to with somebody that stupid? Ugh.
Nobody's irredeemable, Greg, or very few are. And
the C Spire tech movement, if I may change topics now.
Okay, go ahead.
The C Spire tech movement is taking over the area because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete currently for the technology jobs of the future. That's where the jobs are going to be, and the proper resources for training are needed. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. So C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, C Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Because that's where the future is. It's out there. The C Spire tech movement is leading the way right here in Alabama. You can join the movement, C Spire. That's the letter C, SPIRE.com. All right, I am going to... I'm not leaving really early. We got old Harold Delaney coming up, but we are going to go into the last break now, and then let's see, give me an approximate time here. Old Harold Delaney, it'll be pretty close to 6 by the time we get out of it. Any special plans this weekend?
No, not really. Just chores, boring crap, laundry,
yeah,
cleaning.
Yeah,
maybe a little.
I've got one last thing to do, and that's to get the Christmas tree outside the house.
Good luck.
That's a fun thing to do.
Good luck.
Fun thing to do. But a dust in the tree is amazing. We bought it Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday, and it still smells fresh.
Wow.
The needles aren't falling off. It's just that Christmas is over, and we took all the other stuff down. And now the tree looks kind of sad because all the lights and ornaments are off. So that'll be, if we can get that done this weekend, I will consider it a major accomplishment. And then Monday, it's back to normal. 5-day work weeks and all of that. Schools will be back in session. Life will again return to normal. It is 5:50, Joey Clark Radio. Hour next, Terry Adams at 7:30 with Clearing the Air.
Still doing a pretty good job of making our way through a Friday afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic shows traffic from the downtown area still busy. Not as bad as it was a few minutes ago. Traffic merging from Arba to 85 northbound is easing a little bit, as it is on the 85 south to the interchange with 65 and Day Street. Traffic really busy right now in Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Prattville as everybody starts arriving and making their way home. Spring semester 2019 classes begin January 9th at Trenum State Community College. Registration is January 7th and 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
2.4% unemployment is roughly half the unemployment rate of the country. How do businesses survive it? More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know?
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure, yeah. Traveling alone, why
sure.
not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter, and so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just three lamps in the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in
yeah.
the game, and uh-huh. it's always good to use any letter,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. There doesn't appear to be any quick fixes to end the partial government shutdown. After meeting with congressional leaders today, President Trump says he still feels his actions are justified.
I'm very proud of doing what I'm doing. I don't call it a shutdown. I call it doing what you have to do for the benefit and for the safety of our country.
Border wall funding is still a major roadblock in the talks, which are expected to continue through the weekend. Marriott is updating the number of guests it says were affected by a data breach last year.
The world's largest hotel chain now believes that about 383 million guests were involved, which is less than the 500 million it originally reported. Over 5.2 million unencrypted passport numbers were compromised, which has raised alarms among security experts because of their value to state intelligence agencies.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. This is Fox News.